I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I am Dave Biddle. I will be joined by Monica Daniels in just a moment. She's, of course, the mother of Paris Johnson Jr. We've had her on the show several times, but it's been a while, so it's going to be great to catch up with Monica. She is awesome. For those who have not seen Monica on the show before, you're in for a treat today with her unique perspective on tons of stuff. Love her. Before we do that, I want to let you guys know about our sponsor, Manscaped, and a great deal you guys can get. This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, use Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code BUCKNUTS for 20% off plus free shipping. And spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped Signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. It's good stuff. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning. And nothing like Mrs. Monica Daniels. It is so great to have her back on the show. Monica, welcome back. It's great to see you. How are you doing this morning? And thank you for your time.
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for always thinking of us and including me. So I'm excited.
This is awesome. I'm going to start off just, I want you to just, this ride must have been crazy. Just even going back to when Paris was in high school, number one offensive line recruit in the country. Comes to Ohio State, boom, and, you know, realizes his personal dreams, all American. And you know, first offensive lineman off the board in the NFL draft, number 6 overall pick. And I was pretty sure doing some research before we started that he started all 17 games this year for the Cardinals. What I didn't know is that he played every snap for the Cardinals this year, every snap, 1,133 snaps. Just what is this whole whirlwind been like for you? It's obviously been good, but what's it been like?
It's been amazing. And I'm still on cloud nine. It still does not feel real to me. Just to think about where Paris's starting point was in high school and to where we are today. We're just extremely grateful. Paris is grateful to be a Cardinal, to be able to play this childhood game that he can play at such a high level. And like you said, for Paris to be able to not miss one snap, that's a huge blessing that speaks of Paris's, that thank God that he's healthy, that he was able to do that, that he has the fortitude, the passion, the know-how, and he's just very grateful to continue to play this game.
A lot of these questions are going to be for me. I also open it up to our subscribers. They asked a few questions. One of the first questions was a guy asking, does Monica still follow the team? I almost replied, said, I follow the Buckeyes. I'm like, I can answer that one. Let me ask you this. Like, I know you follow the Buckeyes closely, so we'll get that one out of the way for my guy, Fox R 2001. He's a professor at Northern Kentucky, by the way. Longtime listener of the show. What's your take on the current state of Ohio State's program? And I'm glad I'm asking you this question now and not like the day after the Cotton Bowl. Like, everything since the Cotton Bowl has been like roses. I don't want to be like Michigan a few years ago when they were terrible. They seemed like and Notre Dame won the offseason every year, and then they weren't very good. So I don't want to be like offseason national champs. But I'm telling you, Monica, everything's been so good since then. But the way that season ended last year, not so good. Just what's your take on the current state of the Buckeyes program?
Here, I don't have any worries. I don't have any concerns. We believe in everything that Coach Day is doing. We believe, of course, you know, I have a special place in my heart for Coach Mick. So I definitely believe in their strength and conditioning program. They have amazing assistant coaches. And yes, I'm still close to the program. I'm still close to the parents that's there. And I speak with them at least two or three times a month, just checking in, seeing how things are going, how we can support them. And they're not missing a beat. They have amazing kids that came back for their senior season. So the boys are going to be, they're going to do just fine. It's just fine.
And there's still guys there from Paris's recruiting class, which is cool. Those fifth year seniors are still there. And all those, you know, all those guys that were a year younger than him that came back, I know a lot of those guys wouldn't have been first round picks, but they would have been second day picks, second or third round picks. Absolutely. This is one of the things where NIL is helping, you know,
not just
helping Ohio State because they were able to retain all those kids. That wouldn't have happened without NIL. Let me ask you this. I'm also curious to get your take on Paris was like right, you know, in this wave while it was all happening with NIL. What's your current take on the state of college football? That's a hot topic, like with NIL, the transfer portal. Just what's your take overall on college football right now?
So much is happening right now in that space. Honestly, our family perspective is that we were very grateful for the NIL because it gave Paris an opportunity to learn how to read contracts, to learn how to manage his time, to learn what a true endorsement deal is, and that every endorsement deal that is offered to you is not always a good deal. So for us, we used it as a learning experience where we were able to help him shape what that should look like for him. And so he was offered a lot while he was here in Columbus, but he turned down more than what he actually accepted because we wanted to make sure that he was learning from that experience and that he can continue to grow with that company beyond just playing football at Ohio State, that he can continue to grow with that company. So personally, we feel as a family that it's a good thing, but we feel that some of the parents need to take the ownership and be able to use it as a guide to help their kids through the process. We're very fortunate. Paris was able to, with his NIL money, he actually saved all his NIL money. He put all his money aside and he just wanted to focus on graduating from college, being the best offensive lineman he could be while he was here at Ohio State, and just used it as a tool. So I think if we can, the adults, because it's not the kids, it's the adults, if we can begin to start to shape the kids and help them understand what NIL is about, and also help them understand the process of really choosing the right school. Because if you're transferring, something happened at the very beginning. So I think sometimes we need to get back to educating people.
Now, David Sanders Jr. is the number one offensive lineman in the country in the 2025 class. He's going to be on campus this weekend. They have a scrimmage at the WAC. I'm supposed to ask you, is there any chance Paris is going to be dropping by the WAC on Saturday? Maybe he can run into David Sanders Jr. And apparently David Sanders Jr. is a big fan of Paris Johnson Jr.
He is. Such a wonderful young man, a great athlete. He reminds me so much of Paris. Our family has gotten to know David Sanders' family. So we met last spring game. And so we've been connected with the family for nearly a year now. Unfortunately, Paris won't be here this week. He'll be in town for spring game week. But Paris, he is in communication with David and supporting him and being there for him and being a resource.
Yeah, I know there's like a certain are there NCAA rules anymore on it? Everything changes so fast. I know Paris, like if they're on camp, there's certain things he's not allowed to do, I think, you know, as far as recruiting for Ohio State. But like if he's on campus, he runs into David Sanders, he obviously absolutely can talk to him and other stuff. He can talk to him games and other stuff like that. I mean, how much does staying within the rules, obviously, how much does Paris recruit, so to speak, for Ohio State? I mean, it left such a great legacy here.
Absolutely. But you know what we find is that we don't look at it as recruiting. For us, we're just sharing our story. You're just sharing our short story. We're sharing our experience and we're just being a resource. If the family reaches out and asks, we're here for them if they ask questions. And so it's just easy to talk about Ohio State because we love this place. So it's easy to sell it. So we're just here as a resource. And so, again, we've gotten really close with the family And again, like I said before, he reminds me so much of Paris in so many ways.
Oh, that'd be a great get, young man out of Charlotte. Geez, it's one thing to get a kid out of Cincinnati, that tough as that might be, because Paris could have gone anywhere he wanted to, obviously. Then Urban stepping down and Ryan Day having to re-recruit him and re-recruit you, that whole situation. I absolutely love it. Yeah, and it's just, I mean, as I said, Paris left such a great legacy, and it's just really cool. What about just in general, like the advice you give to parents of big time recruits, you know, whether you're talking about Ohio State or just like in general going through the process, or you have a wealth of information you can share to parents that are now going through this process?
Well, for me, again, it kind of goes back to the first thing I do, I tell parents, you know, when they come to me, I tell them, let's not talk about money. That's just me. I don't want to have a conversation about money. It's about having a conversation about first, number one, what is the right fit? Looking for the right fit. Number one, your child is in college, so they need to get their degree. Number two, development. Because most kids, when they're going through this journey, they dream of playing for the NFL. So you need to go to a school where they can develop you. And then the money will come. So for me, it's just advising them to keep the main thing. And then the resources will show up when you are keeping the main thing. So number one, again, finding the school that's a great fit, your child can get their degree, development, and then we can start having conversations about NIL and what that looks like and how we maneuvered that process with Paris.
All right, now this is not a paid advertisement. This is just something that I want to do. I mean, I think it's so cool. And he started this when he was a freshman at Ohio State. Maybe he was still in high school. High school. What a cool idea. The Paris Johnson Jr. Foundation. And the website is ParisJohnsonJrFoundation.com. Is it the ParisJohnsonJrFoundation.com?
Just Paris.
Okay. ParisJohnsonJrFoundation.com. ParisJohnsonJrFoundation.com. Okay.
Yes.
I finally was able to spit that out.
Thank you.
Jeez. I love it. If he just would have picked one of the two focal points, that would have been great. For him to combine the two in his foundation is just wonderful. And the two are, he's helping taking care of our military veterans, and he's providing for underprivileged youth athletes. So it's like he's, you know, it's equal parts. And it's just, as I said, giving back to military veterans, I love that. Taking care of underprivileged youth athletes, I love that. And he's combined it into one foundation, and it continues to grow. Plug that a little bit. You know, how can people get involved? What are some of the things that he's doing? What are some things coming up? Just anything you want to say about the foundation.
I appreciate that, Dave. Thank you so much. Yes, Paris Foundation has two pillars. One is for underprivileged student athletes, and they may need resources from football equipment to help with getting to different camps. And then also the second pillar is working with our disabled veterans. It's very near and dear to our hearts because we feel that it's men and women that have served our country and that they should not have a need. And so we want to be able to help with that. So one of the things that our foundation is currently working on is we are partnering with Habitat of Humanity in Columbus, Cincinnati, and Phoenix. And we want to help them build one additional home for a homeless veteran. And so we're going to be working with them this off season. And so our hope is by this time next year, we'll be able to break ground and help build one additional home in each city. And so by doing that, we're going to have a fundraising event. So we're in the beginning stages of that. And once I have all that information, I'll make sure I share it with you. We'll have a save the date announcement coming up this summer, and I'll be able to share the details of that a little bit later. But I'm excited that we're able to do this, that we can work with such a great organization such as Habitat to help with homelessness, which is unfortunate. So we want to be able to make a difference. And Paris is blessed that he has an amazing platform that he can use it to be able to be a blessing to other people that are not able to speak for themselves. And that's what it's all about, is serving and giving back.
I love it. I mean, just the fact that we have homeless veterans just bothers the heck out of me. And the fact that Paris is doing what he's doing is just fantastic. I mean, people that have put their life on the line for our country, and now they're homeless in our own country. It's like, we've got to take care of those people. And Paris is doing, he's putting his money where his mouth is and his time. And I know you're a huge part of that too. So it's like the Monica Daniels, like foundation as well. I know you wouldn't say that, but I'll say it. This, I got to give one of our subscribers credit. I wish I had it pulled up right now. I don't know who he is. This is a great question. I would not have thought to ask you this. Bad on me, but at least we're going to ask you. With the Michigan cheating scandal,
yes,
back in that 2022 game, it did feel like something was off. And now we know. It was like, and I can't say I was watching the game like, oh, Michigan's stealing signals. They can tell what Ohio State's doing. I'm not saying, just seemed like something was off. It was just weird. And now we know what that is.
Yes.
How do you view this? And a couple things here. Do you feel like, and even with all that, the 2022 team was so good, they were still this close to winning the national championship, as you know. Yes. Outplayed Georgia in their backyard, lost by a point, but Ohio State was the better team, and they would have whooped TCU for the national championship.
Yes.
Even with Michigan cheating, they still came this close. How do you feel like that team was cheated, like the 2022 team was cheated, and when did Paris find out? Did he find out when, like, schlubs like me found out about the Michigan cheating scandal, or was there kind of, like, rumblings within the locker room, like, these assholes are cheating? Excuse my French.
Yes. Paris said that he didn't disclose with us till much later that he heard that there was rumblings, but there was no evidence of that. It was just hearsay. But he said, "Mom, I did not allow that to affect my play. I knew what assignment I had to do, and I was going to execute my assignment. And so I did not let that affect me." And then, of course, later we found out, you know, the sign date. I think that's what people are calling it. And I have to admit, I was very frustrated and extremely disappointed with the team up north, because it should be a level of respect for the rivalry. And I felt that there was no respect for the rivalry at that point. And so that was very disappointing, very frustrating. And then as a parent, what I was concerned about was the safetiness of the kids, because now you know exactly where they're going to line up, what they're going to do. That can increase the chances of someone's son getting hurt. And that's for a mom perspective, that's the part that I found very troubling. Again, it was just very disappointing. I was extremely disappointing, and it just gave the team up north a whole different look for me at that point.
Yeah, and we'll see. I'm in the camp, and I know people are getting skeptical because the NCAA moves at a snail pace. I'm still in the camp that they are going to get hammered.
I think so too.
I'm not saying like death penalty or anything crazy like that, but they're serious sanctions are coming, and they have it's not just sign gate. They also have the stuff with the COVID year when Harbaugh lied to the NCAA about that, which in that case, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal, but the cover up's worse than the crime when you lie about it. So
true. We'll see what happens. I forgot about that.
He was suspended. Harbaugh was suspended twice in the same season for two separate things. I don't think I've ever seen that in sports.
True.
Oh, gosh. The media just fawns all over him still. Now that he's in the NFL, they just fawn all over him. I don't get it. I know I'm part of the media too, but I don't care. a few more things and we'll get you out of here. But I wanted to know about that 2022 team was cheated. My gosh. They just were. They were a great team and they were cheated. And I was sitting there, I was mad after the Michigan game that year, thinking, I can't believe that. But now I know why they lost that game. I will give Team Up North credit for this year's game.
Yes.
Ohio State knew going in, and that was a good game. Michigan will end up winning the national championship. I feel like I should vomit in my mouth saying that. But Ohio State played them right down to the wire at their place, and it was a good game. Give Michigan credit this year, but give them no credit for the previous 2 years.
No, I absolutely agree with that. But because to me, it goes back to respect and a rivalry. And that's the part that's very frustrating for me. Where's the respect? It was zero.
I know you and some of your fellow queens like Kimberly Stroud would go. You guys would always do, and like Millie Williams, you guys would always do like gatherings, road games, home games.
Yes.
Do your parents still do that? Do you guys still? Well, you guys are so busy now during the football season, like watching your sons play. Do you guys still participate in that every once in a while? And just do the parents still do that? As far as you know.
Yes. So last season, my husband and I, we were able to get to two of Ohio State's game, which it was so great to be back in the shoe. We had a wonderful time being able to just be there and fellowship with the other parents and support them and be there. And for me, for once, I can really enjoy a game in a shoe and not be on pins and needles. So it was great to be able to take in the atmosphere and just have an amazing time. And then even during the season, I must say, during the NFL season, our families, the Buckeye families, are still able to connect. So whenever Paris is playing an opposing team and there's another Buckeye that he's playing, we get together as parents the night before the game and have dinner and just hang out and just support one another, because regardless, we're always Buckeyes. So I'm, you know, we're continuing that tradition even at the NFL level. And Kim and I, we were able to spend the entire weekend together when the Texans and the Cardinals played one another. And so we were able to connect, and Millie was there too. So we were able to be there at the game together. And our hope is that we'll be able to do that again this upcoming season too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Paris and CJ are going to see each other on the NFL field for a long, long time.
I'm praying.
Those young men are going to have long and prosperous NFL careers. My God, setting the world on fire as rookies. Absolutely love it. I'm so happy for you. I'm happy for the Stroud family. It's just really cool. Everybody stick with me just a second. I got one more ad read for you guys. Love this company. And then Monica and I are going to get back to a few more topics, and then we'll turn her loose. Nuts.com. Okay, so I finished the chocolate and peanut butter munch mix. I'm being a little healthier. Yesterday, I just was rocking the roasted almonds all day. Getting a little low there, but the roasted almonds are fantastic. I love almonds, and these are fantastic. They're the best I've ever had, because they've got the best taste, and they're like a little bigger than the regular almond. So anyway, I love their roasted almonds, and they have a great deal for you guys. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruit, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection means there is something for everyone. At Nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/Bucknuts. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/bucknuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/bucknuts. Is that not a marriage made in heaven? That's like you and Mike Daniels. That's a like a marriage made in heaven right there. Bucknuts and nuts.com, right? Yeah. I mean, is that not perfect?
It's perfect.
I love it. A few more and we'll get you out of here. I was supposed to ask you, do you still live in Cincinnati or do you live in Arizona now?
Oh, that's a great question. I get that question a lot. No, we actually moved to Columbus, Ohio. So we're here in Columbus. And so we decided to make Columbus our home base. We love the city of Columbus. And so excited to be here. And so our daughter, our youngest, she's a freshman at Ohio State. And so we have our, you know, Columbus is our home base. And so we're just fortunate that we can kind of travel back and forth between Columbus and Phoenix or wherever Paris is playing. So I'm constantly on the road. Well, I should say flying between here and in Phoenix. So, but Columbus is home and I'm happy to call Columbus home.
That's awesome. I imagine Ryan Day and Justin Fryer are going to try and get you on the horn on Saturday. Monica, can you kind of come by here and talk to this family? We really, really need you to come and seal the deal here for us.
And they know I'm a phone call away, so they know I would jump 170 and be there in a split second.
I love that you made Columbus your home. That's fantastic. Yeah. Marvin to Arizona. I mean, now there's some people think that Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to drop in the draft. That's just is BS smokescreen screening that we see all the time. But is Paris kind of, you know, campaigning for Marvin to join him?
Of course. Absolutely. We are praying selfishly. We would love for Marvin to be a Cardinal. Who wouldn't? So we're just praying. You never know. So we're just praying that, you know, he lands at 4 and the Cardinals select him. So that's our prayer. I know Paris and Marvin are very close, played 2 amazing years together. And so I know he'll be a great fit with the Cardinals offense. So fingers crossed. We'll see.
Getting my guy Jonah Williams leaving the Bengals after, you know, give him credit. I mean, he played on that franchise tag, and a lot like Paris, he was an iron man. He didn't miss a snap, mm-hmm. and now he turned that into a nice deal. Now Paris, who started every game at right tackle, is moving to left tackle. Jonah Williams going to right tackle, so the Cardinals building up that offensive line. I like that. Great having Monica on the show today. I think maybe her video cut out, but I was just gonna, you know, tell her thanks and. Okay, there you go. We got you. Hopefully you can hear me. But great stuff. Told you guys. Now, most of you probably remember Monica, as we've had her on the show.
I lost you for a second.
There you go. I'm glad you're back.
I don't know what happened.
It's, you know, technology. This is the fun about doing live podcasts.
I can't hear you.
I've had you on live. I've had you on a few times, but this we recorded, pre-recorded in the past. This has been fun. Thank you so much for your time and your wisdom. This has been awesome.
I can't hear you. I don't know where the sound went.
It's okay.
Oh, no.
Monica, thank you so much. Thanks to all of our viewers for tuning in. Hey, if this is going to happen, I'm glad it happened at the end of the show. We heard all of your wisdom. Thanks again to Monica. She's fantastic. And thanks to all of you. You guys are also fantastic.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.